is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Monty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
More clear because I came with the coop in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Yeah. Low, now I'm talking about it.
You got it locked and loaded to Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. The Friday edition of Talking Heads. Happy Friday, everybody. The freaking weekend edition of Talking Heads. And like I said, it's Friday. You worked hard to get here. So as we get home today, you're going to have a good conversation. But definitely, I got to make sure your mind's right. Leave all your work stress at work. And the school run and the post-work run, we'll try to make it as much fun as we can as we get you where you need to be. All right, you know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Of course, you can hit me on the text 9 powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us, take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. We're on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. So that's all the ways to chime in how to get it in and how to get it on. So get your minds right. Let's get the brain teaser up for you. Playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Chad Zumok. Feature comedian J.J. Curry. And yours truly, funny show from start to finish. And don't forget, it is doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. 2-for-1 on all locals. So definitely take advantage of that. And all you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you're good to go for the show. Obviously, we're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And that's how you, come get your laugh on. So here's your brain teaser for Friday. And I don't know if I should make you work hard or if I should make it dead easy squeezy for you. All right. Wow. Wow, this is really, really, really good. All right, let's go to the phone lines. You got a psychic. Obviously, they know the answer before I even give them the question. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good evening, Donnie. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
IR, right here. IR is right here. But before you even get started, I just wanted to say big shout out to that team that beat me up last night, them Celtics. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. But you know, I think the big winner in that, Naughty, is the Bahamian people.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never see the Bahamian flag so pretty in my life.
And Clay did it with a sense of pride.
Clay, he let go the flag. He danced with the flag. Then he gone in there when he grabbed the trophy. He bring on Bahamian jungle music in the locker room.
Yeah, listen, I mean, Clay really trying to save face. I mean, he didn't have the best series, you know what I mean? But boy, look here, there's one thing you got right. That Bahamanese or that Bahamiana moment when it counted, man.
You already blew that up. And you see the pictures when he bring in with the family, with Michael Sweetville and the two brothers and them?
Yeah, man.
Man, they still coming over more and more like they still taking pictures. Yeah. But that Bahamian flag, I never, look here, that Bahamian flag look better than it's look when it's been out of the Independence Park, Independence Night.
Stop it, Sparky, stop
it. That look better than, look here. We should have the Thompson family invited here for independence and them stand up underneath the flagpole with that same flag there.
That's not a problem, you know, because you know,
because I think I never see.
My family is Thompsons from North Palmetto Point. You can't be no more Thompson than that.
And Clay is my cousin, okay?
So that means we must be related then.
Clay's mother is a Fountain. She's married to a David Thompson. Okay, my name is Jane Vincent Fountain. They're from Twynham Avenue. His oldest brother is Colin Thompson, who just died recently.
God bless the dead.
Then he came down to Michael. Then there was a brother named Patrick that went to government high. He had a sister named Peggy. I think they have another sister that's older. She was married to the guy that owned United Plumbing, Chesapeake.
Uh-huh.
That's Phil Lodes. She was married to him. Their whole family, they're a very religious family, you know. They attended, what's that, Central Gospel Hall on Dowsville Street. That's where they grew up.
Boy, you know your stuff, baseball.
They're family. We're families, you know. And I'd like to say a special shout-out to the Thompson family, the Clay and them. I don't know if he could hear us over here, but I think he did the Bahamian people well. Because, brother, as soon as they grab that damn man, pick up that flag and throw it around his neck, he carried the Bahamian flag right to the world last night. And I the Bahamian people registered, but they tipped their hat to that young man. And then he shouted out, he said, to all my Bahamian family and people over there in the Bahamas, you know, he had to come back, struggle back in the leg, back in shape. But you know the coincidence was, you remember his father, Michael Sweetville Thompson?
Oh, yeah.
Had a broken leg at one time as well, you know.
Yeah, that's right. When he was
you remember
before,
when like... Michael came down here one summer and was doing summer pickup game to keep in shape and broke his leg, I think, down by R.M. Bailey?
I remember hearing stories of that.
Yeah, no, that happened. He was down here and I think he was chastised. I think that's when he was with Portland, eh?
Yeah, Portland. That's when he was
with
Portland.
Yeah, I think they gave him hell with, you know, they just... You know, he wasn't supposed to do that while they was on break.
Right, and especially as a young head coach, I'm a daughter pregnant, you should never do that, you know. Because I hear, you know, his first kid is with that Ramsey's daughter. What happened to Sparky, man? Sparky, we lost your callback, Sparky. He's having a good convo. While I wait for Sparky, here's your trivia. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women. Survey revealed. That 45% admit to having done this when they were really, really angry. And I give you a little hint. They admit to have throwing or have thrown one of these when they were really, really angry. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. You're playing for the Joker's Wild Party Passes. I got your headliners coming up, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, man, this is your boy you beat up on the gas station. I can't even wait till the 5 o'clock hour. All I can say to you is Golden State.
No, but I told you Golden State in 6. What are you talking about Golden State? You asking me or are you telling me?
Nah, Nori, I you know, I what you are just guessing there, so I can tell them what you are about you can't with me. You didn't even give me a chance to get my word in there, man.
No, man, you know I can't, man. You know you.
Man, you jump all over me, man, Nori. I didn't want
you. You are the banana man in the banana van. I can't let you do that, man. It's way too much yellow, man, and it ain't like a yellow. It's bad yellow.
Hey, but we can go out at 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
I
man.
I'm free up your time. You know, we got a time slot for sport.
Be safe to call me back. We talked about them Warriors last night, man. They did a real good job.
Yeah, Yeah, man, it ain't easy, eh? Some fella, and then, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, like how you have some folks who go to the championship and they got some old leg, but these niggas ain't got a contention plan, man.
Yeah,
they can pass it on the biggest play he hip hop there.
They been there, done that, got the T-shirt. This isn't their first rodeo, so they not have been
it. You know, it wasn't big in offense, you know. It's just a couple block shots with the defense and the set threat.
And like Sparky said, to top it all off, Klay Thompson with the Bahamian flag all over the place at the end. That was the icing on the cake.
Man, I tell you, Dre, that was dread, boy. You know, that's a dynasty.
There you go.
So you agree with me now with six or seven?
What you mean? Did they go win 6 or 7?
Yes, sir.
Let's try for them to get number 5 now, right? They did a solid 4. Let's see them get 5. Call me in the 5 o'clock hour, man. But they did well.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's that? Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, time to answer the
trivia. Yeah, go ahead. What you got for me?
Throw a fit?
Throw a fit? No, that's a good one, but that's not it. Think about it. Call me back. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, good day. Good afternoon.
I'm fine. How you doing? Turn your radio down for me.
I'll try.
Okay, what you got for me? What you got for me?
Is it a hairbrush?
No, not a hairbrush.
All right, that's right.
All right, think about it. Call me back. You're trying to hurt somebody with a hairbrush. All right, let's check out the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And we got one more caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nutty.
Hey, good afternoon.
Is it a phone?
No, not a phone.
All right.
Hairbrush and phone. You're trying to concuss somebody. I'm trying to hurt somebody, Chad. Oh, my God. Think about it. Call me back and don't throw nothing.
Okay.
All right. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hi, good day. Is it a shoe?
Who's this?
This is Sadia Wilson.
Well, guess what? Give my producer all your information. You're absolutely right. You're my winner. It's a shoe. You all know your woman like to throw a shoe, but you all throw it like a boomerang. Don't lie. You thrown a shoe before, hey?
Yes, sir.
You ever brace somebody with a shoe?
No, I missed.
Well, you need to practice harder. All right, thanks for listening. You're hooked up. You got Joker's Wild Party passes. Thanks for listening. Just hold the line, and my super producer, Kermit, you'll get all your information, all right? But you're hooked up. You're my winner for the day. There you have it. It was a shoe. Yeah. And don't text me and blow up the phone and say, man, buddy, I texted in a shoe. No, I don't see no shoe. Wine bottle, a knife, a glass. Wow. 2x4. Y'all really trying to hurt somebody? Say, throw in a shoe. That guy ain't no Bahamian. Listen here. Y'all just kill me. Bucket of water. Mace. Coconut. Who say throw in pillows? All of y'all was wrong, but at least, you know, throw pillows. Pillows can't hurt nobody. Wine bottles, knife, glass. Yeah, you got issues in your life. Yeah, let them go. Let them go. Hard grits, dear God. You trying to maim somebody, Chad. You just made my producer get a little screamish in the jail. Hard grits? Kermit, you have had hard grits, George, too? But it just make you scream. Yeah, me too. Hard grits. No, not a good one. All right, so just a little brief reminder. Fine Threads reminds you, for every full-price denim jeans purchase, you're going to get the next one of equal or less value absolutely free, all right? Also, if you buy one full-price men's suit or package, you get a half off of any boy's suit. So ladies, you know, gents want more than just crab and rice for Father's Day. You know, go in there, hook them up, get them something nice plus the crab and rice from Fine Threads, all right? Check them out online, findthreads.com, or pop on in. Top of the Mackey Street, the flagship store, or check out the shop, their shopping plaza location as well. All right? Check them out online, especially though, findthreads.com. Do your shopping online. then arrange for pickup and in any one of those convenient fine thread locations. Let's check out the headlines in The Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844. What's everybody buzzing about today? This one kind of had people up in arms. It's up to Gibson whether he resigns or not. Davis says Long Island MP should follow established conventions. Story by Kendia Dames. Whether Long Island MP Adrian Gibson resigns after being brought up on corruption charges is a choice for him to make, said Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday, adding that it's a matter he won't get into. Responding to reporters' questions, Davis said, "I'm not going to get into that. That's a personal choice of his to make, and he will decide whether to resign or not. There are some conventions that attend to matters of this nature, and it will be good for him to do advise himself of those conventions and follow them." The Prime Minister did not elaborate on the point. So, what you guys make of that? Chime on in. Let me know. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll in today's Guardian. PM slams opposition defense budget. The PM, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis, yesterday slammed what he said were disingenuous and misleading attacks on his government's budget by opposition members playing politics. On budget cuts to social assistance, Davis brushed off concerns raised by the Free National Movement. "First, let us cast our memories back, painfully but thankfully, briefly, to the time our country was reeling from one lockdown after another, some of which we were announced with no warning," he said as he wrapped up the budget debate. "An extraordinary and unprecedented number of Bahamians could not work. Social services, therefore, had to support a record number of Bahamian families. It makes no sense to compare those dark lockdown days to today, when the economy is growing and a new day is dawning. But sense must be in short supply, and at times like this, I understand why the old people would say they don't know why they call it common sense, because it ain't that common. Some are wondering why the allocation for social services in the coming fiscal year is less than it was during the height of the pandemic. Yes, we are spending less compared to a time when some 45% of Bahamians were out of work. We were spending more, much more, 50% more than the prior government spent during 2019, the last COVID, pre-COVID year, in recognition that times are still very difficult and that the global inflation crisis is having an enormous impact on Bahamians." Well, you know what I get from all that? We got to spend and the taxpayers got to pay for it. Buckle up and swallow the pill. All right. Listen, you and your multi-legged crabs, have fun on Father's Day. I hope you get all the crab and rice, all kind of legged crabs. 6-legged, 8-legged, 2-legged, 4-legged, however many you need. All right, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 if you want to chime in on the phone lines. Naughty, that was an excellent response on Gibson by the PM. Basically, let Gibson hang himself if you want to be arrogant. Hey! Thank you for the translation and the breakdown. I appreciate that one. I kind of got the gist of it. And the major headline today, people living and operating on Crown land on Carmichael Road given 14 days to clear out. Story by Crystal Brown. And people who are unlawfully operating and living on tracts or a tract of land cleared in the Carmichael Road area were given 14 days to desist their violations, or to desist the violations before authorities move in and take action. This according to Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe. He announced this today. It's 14 days from today. That's the mission I gave the Commodore. And this, according to Monroe, during a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister. Monroe, along with officials from the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, Department of Immigration, and others, toured the area this morning. And the issues traveled from persons previously homeless living in converted school buses and trailers on the property to persons illegal clearing and constructing structures without the minister's approval on public land. So that saga continues. What say you guys on that? That's the headliners, what's making headlines throughout the 242. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's get into the buzz. Was buzzing throughout the 242. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you that you now have small home appliances and cookware available for you at both locations, in addition to your footwear, your fast fashions, your workwear, all your accessories to match. Full line for the men, including Clarks. Full line for the ladies with new arrivals each and every Monday and Tuesday. And, of course, a full line for the kids. Formal, casual, and athletic. But check them out on those small home appliances as well. John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. What else you got for me in the text lines? Naughty, I think Gibson should push out and go Cancun or to a non-extradite country. I was pushing out, and what, do you hear all them charges? I would have to go. How many of them going to stick, though? You got to see how it all pans out and all how it plays out, all right? And as we continue with the buzz, and like I said, the buzz in the 2-foot-2, last night, Klay Thompson did his thing. And Sparky mentioned it earlier. A lot of, you know, people, you know, it's a lot on social media with the Bahamian flag. So good for Klay. And how good was that marketing? Now my question is this something in the works? Is that pre-marketing, premeditated? You got something big coming down the pike maybe? Or is it just him, you know, really reaching out with passion and you know, and pride and that love for Bahamas? You tell me. Chime in on the phone lines. Chime in on the text. Let's check out the phone lines. Naughty, great show as usual. KSC needs to have a combo for the Thompsons for $7.99 for Klay raising the flag. What? Show proof of purchase that you're a Thompson or related to a Thompson, and you get a specialty combo for $7.99 at KFC. I need to figure that out. I mean, you might be on to something now. All right. For all of you wondering and inquiring, I had another text that just texted me. If you won a prize this week and you didn't collect it, well, now's not the time to collect it because the business office closes about 5. So I would say come from Monday on and you're good to go. All right? And remember to bring ID. Hey, Naughty, Klay should have his own tourism commercial like Lenny Kravitz. How about, yeah, that's a good idea. And then give him another one with both of them in it together. So Klay gets his own, Lenny has his own, and then they get one together. Boom. Sounds like a plan. Listen to this one. Naughty. Well, guess what? The PM should give Klay a road, a whole road. Which road do you propose he give Klay? I like that one. Preferably one with no craters and no potholes. Yeah, one inspected by Dorset. The pothole, you know, reporter. Once Dorset gives it an all clear, we can figure out which roads we could actually offer Klay. But suggest to me, which road should be off of Klay Thompson? Anyway, let's go to the first break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick it up. That's a wrap on the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Flip side of the break, we'll pick it up. We got your global warming. We've seen the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. That'll be followed up by my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We'll chop it up on anything that y'all want to talk about. And then we'll get ready for the 5 o'clock hour. And, of course, we're talking all sports in the 5 o'clock hour. And, of course, we've got to, you know, do due diligence and pay big respect to the Golden State Warriors for winning their 4th NBA championship. And a lot of, you know, a lot of things to talk about. Klay with the Bahamian flag. Is this a dynasty in its own right in Golden State? And more importantly, with 4 wins in the finals and a finals MVP, has now Steph Curry cemented his legacy above LeBron James in at least the NBA Finals? You're just talking finals now. Should be in the conversation in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Free for all Friday, freaking weekend edition. Keep it right where you got it. It continues right after this.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. Let's go to the text lines. Naughty, yeah, give Claire the road once you give Shawnee Miller her road first. Okay. Frack and feel has sounded off. Naughty, don't give Claire Village Road. That boy would cuss. He would definitely cuss. No. Too much creators on Village Road. Can't give him that one. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, this is Juno Voice along with you, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
I'm right here thank God for what it is.
What you got for me today?
Well, I'm glad the Golden State won. I was rooting for them for years when they were a bunch of youngsters.
When Mark Jackson had them first put together.
Say that again?
When Mark Jackson was the coach and first put them together.
Okay, but guess what? I was trying hard to find them on the radio last night, and I couldn't find them. I couldn't find that game for nothing in the world. But I've heard that they won, and I loved that. And, of course, I told a friend of mine that they were going to win.
Well, you were spot on the money. You know, called it in six, man. I remember you guys talked it up a little bit, too, yeah? A lot of people felt that way.
If I had some money, I'd have win big.
Hey, we all say that, you know.
What is the fact, Naughty? It's a fact. You know, because I know some guys who are really best on the game, and they know I like the Golden State Warriors, you know?
And you know how to play them.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, man. I gotta hear who you like in football season, all right?
Well, before we go to the football, right?
Yeah, man.
I got to study that. But what I want to say, right, you're talking about road. Now, I've noticed what I want the government to do, is the name East Street from sea to sea after Elisha Obeid.
Hey.
Yeah. He born in Mason's tradition.
Correct.
He used to dive for money. Of course, you know, he's my brother. I taught him how to swim. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, I also introduced him into boxing. But after a while, I got blind. And what happened is Dundee, right?
Now, let me ask you. Were you... the brother that used to walk with the cane from time to time?
That's me. And I know the dog.
I know you from little boy, man.
Yes, I know.
And listen, my dad was captain on the Emerald Seas, but prior to that, he was on other boats that frequented out there, and they all tell the story of Obed diving for change out there. And then, of course, he did his thing. I mean, he was actually the first world champion that we had.
And nobody reached it yet. And it's been over 30 years.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, so I would hope that they name East Street after him from sea to sea.
Yeah, man, that makes sense. I with you on that. I'll support you on that.
Yeah, but anyhow, I gonna look into football.
Yeah, man, you got to call and talk boxing with me anytime, man, because I know you was around the great, you know, Angelo Dundee.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, you know, and Freddie Pacheco, the fight doctor, was another one that was involved at that time.
But let me show you how we got with Angelo Dundee. After I got blind and I couldn't work in his corner anymore, right? I went to Miami to try to get my sight. And I used to live with my aunt because I used to have to go to the doctor every week.
Right.
And what happened, right, I had a friend of mine who I'm a mobile for here in Nassau and beat him. And he used to come to our house, you know, and he used to train at the gym. And so I used to go to the gym with him in the afternoon, right? And Angelo got to know me. I came to Nassau after a while, right?
Right.
And I was living in the Carlton House. And one day, Angelo Dundee came in there, and he said to me, you know, mind he remembered me from coming to the gym in Fifth Street. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He told me, say, he want to train Obed for me in order to help me. But the thing is, I couldn't give him that prerogative because Obed was still young. So I told him, he have to go to talk to my mommy, you know? And that's how he got to start, you know, with Angelo and Chris Nandy and those.
And then the rest is history after that. The
rest is history. Anyhow, hey, all man, the best of you, buddy. Do well.
You too, man. And always good to hear from you, man, in small world. I mean, you see how it is?
I appreciate you so much and Guardian Radio. I wish you would stay there for a while.
I really feel at home, man. So, you know, if the Lord allowed me and the Lord spare life, I think this the spot for me for sure.
Wonderful. Make yourself welcome, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
Be safe. Have a good weekend now.
Through Christ, you're the same.
All right. Now, listen, we got some people chiming in. Naughty. The speaker spoke about the basketball game and how we can now see how important the finals could have been for the captain. Shut up. Stop. You're all on a Friday. Oh, God. Why do I read these texts? All right. Listen, Steph is good. He acted like he had an injury, but nothing was wrong with him. But congrats to the Warriors. Salty much? Where you calling me from? Inagwe, from Martin Salty. All right, I don't mean to be messed up, but how could we name East Street after a Bahamian and the Chinese own almost every building on East Street? So we could make sense. Why should we, if we call it, listen, I'm not even going to repeat this. You're all wrong on a Friday, you know. You're wrong on a Friday. Wrong. I can't say that I might not laugh at some of these things off air, but I dare not repeat them. Yeah. But name it. I mean, you can make suggestions as to who you want to name the streets after, you know? Let's check on in with the global warming we've seen of the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, drive-thrus at all KFC are open until midnight. Now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC. Every night of the week, Monday through Sunday, last call to get fueled by fried chicken is midnight at your favorite KFC location. KFC Nassau is always finger-licking good. And let's see how we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? How about this? Beyonce is going to release her long-awaited seventh album, Renaissance. It's coming out next month, July 29th, as a matter of fact. Dr. Fauci is at home resting, battling COVID. So is Mick Jagger. He hopes to be back on stage again next week. Drake surprised his fans on Instagram last night by announcing a surprise release of his new 7th studio album, Honestly, Nevermind. You knew and talked about it. We talked about it on the show in the sports that Herschel Walker was running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. What we didn't know until the campaign began was that he had a secret 10-year-old son that he fathered out of wedlock. Then Wednesday night, he confirmed that he also has yet another son with a different woman that the public doesn't know about as well, along with a daughter that he had while he was in college. So how many kids do you really have, Herschel? Honestly. You sound like you have a whole starting five plus two bench. Let it all come out, man. Apple TV has picked up the limited series Before, starring Billy Crystal. And what else is going on? Longtime Saturday Night Live cast member Kenan Thompson has officially filed for divorce after 11 years of marriage. And he will share 50-50 custody of his two daughters with Christina Evangeline. The two met when she was 19. Yeah, she was 19 when they met. And they dated for 4 years before they tied the knot at the aquarium in Atlanta back in 2011. And finally, Sylvester Stallone is going to star in his first ever TV series, Tulsa King, which will air on Paramount Plus. That's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Naughty, still on the subject about the neglected state of these roadsides, roundabouts, and verges. In this town, some of them have not been cleaned for almost a year. It looks so bad, lions and tigers might jump out of those the weeds. They're so high. And a lot of people needed to resign from Parliament. And a lot of people need to resign from Parliament over the years and did not. Yeah, the verges, some of them need work for sure. I got to agree with you there. And, well, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, and shoulda don't always happen, all right? So we'll see how it pans out. Naughty sounds like Herschel Walker might be behaving. All them kids, he sound like he's behaving to me for sure. But you all cool, eh? My God. Let's slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And don't forget, man, it is all about those coconut refresher. All right, go coconuts for Dunkin's new coconut refreshers, non-dairy and loaded with B vitamins for a tropical twist with just the right amount of fruit sweetness and creamy coconut milk. You know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin', and you could run on Dunkin' too with those coconut refreshers. Available for you at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Naughty, the mechanic's going to have a lot of business for a very long time with all of these bad roads. I agree with you there. You know, they ain't complaining about the potholes. Just like the undertakers will never complain about the murder rate. So, as I slide in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, y'all can take it with me for sure. What y'all got for me? What's on your mind? Y'all know what's on my mind. Let me know what's on your mind. What's piqued your interest? Just had somebody chime in about the verges. Had a couple of people chime in and say, Naughty, you're doing good things, but the handicap parking obviously is making noise and waves because of certain abuses have ceased and desist in certain known areas. And I had a couple of disabled drivers come in and say, we actually got our spots. Not usually used to getting our spots, but we did, and keep up the good work. So you guys keep sending me the pictures. Send me the license plate numbers. Let me know where they were parked and doing it. And we'll continue to do what we need to do. Naughty, all fun and jokes aside, when will the government start picking up garbage on a timely basis? Once a month is not good enough. Boy, I tend to agree there. Now, me personally, I'm blessed. I have a good pickup service. They knock on wood pretty solid. But I agree with you. In certain areas, I've seen it once a month is not good enough. It's not cutting it. And it leads to extra problems, extenuating circumstances and issues. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's that?
Yeah, hello, Naughty.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Radio buddy. Well, I congratulate Golden State.
You mean the Warriors who won in six, like I said?
Yeah, you said, but also we just couldn't hold them off. Because when we start licking the short off, they come down and they bang. We hit a tree, they come and bang. They hit a tree, so...
I told you they were going to make the adjustments, and they've been there before, and they know how to get it done. Taking nothing from your Celtics, who had a great run, but you still stuck on 17, my brother?
Yeah. But I congratulate them. We just didn't have enough firepower. You know, those guys got four fellas who's natural scorers.
Yeah, but what happened to your vaunted defense is shutting everybody down.
Yeah, we played D, but then we was not scoring. They like talk about White. White to me, he ain't consistent. You know, I rather Pritchard come on, because Pritchard, at least you know he can jock up some shots. He can try and make the shots. But when they bring White on, he defense sometimes and hold up. He leaving the mind, they pick him off and that's the end of that. You know?
Yeah.
What you will consider, Klay Thompson to be? A Bohemian or American?
Man, listen. If his dad was born here in the Bahamas.
No, he daddy born here.
Hear me now. His dad was born here in the Bahamas and migrated, for lack of a better word, to the United States playing basketball. And ended up having a professional career and a very successful professional career as an NBA player.
Yeah,
so
but
Klay,
okay.
Klay was you know, blessed enough to come up in the States. But you got Bahamian roots, and if you want to come to the Bahamas, I'm not mad at you for doing it.
No, I ain't no problem. We got Bahamian roots.
Hey, Rick Fox is my boy, but Rick was Canadian for a while. We had to pry him back to the Bahamian side.
Oh, Rick Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rick Fox did school over here and everything.
Yeah.
He born here.
Right.
Okay, that's the difference.
And then and we all grew up in Johnson Road, you know.
Right, he born here.
But then when he went to Indiana, and then when he went to North Carolina, you know, because of you know, parenting and his lineage, his mom was Canadian. He got to play for Canada, and for a long time he used to tease him. You know, he was Canadian.
His mother from Canada, right?
Right. So he played for that Canadian national team, and he got goosey'd hard, you know, for a while there.
Okay, but I mean, all congratulations to Klay them. But now, your caller right now, I can go on something, and I can say this. Elijah Oubre.
As long as Rick won three titles with the Lakers as a Bahamian, I have no problem with it. You know what I mean?
No. Elijah Oubre. I think he gets mishandled. They ain't treat him right.
No.
He take this country on the map.
Yes, sir.
World title. He the only Bahamian to ever win a world title.
Correct.
No name, no street name, nothing name after him.
Nada.
No, and that was bad. I think they mishandled him. Tough thing. I was saying that a long time. They name the road would lead into the sports center, Michael Thompson Way. But notice now, Michael Thompson, he's young. He left here, went back to the States, and never come back.
Yep.
Never came back. But Obed lived here. And carry the country, and you know, see, and now we were talking about name the street off. No. What these fellas do when they get their millions? Any Jim Billion from any one of them? They making millions.
Right.
But they come back and say, man, let me build this gym, the one or two of the family islands, and name it after me. Huh? But we can talk about name street after them.
But check this out. You talk about it, but Obed. He was a light middleweight boxer back in the day, and he was the only world champion in boxing history to ever come from the Bahamas.
And he was a fighting machine. He fought, I think, around over 100 fights.
115 to be exact. He had 88 wins. Yeah. He had 59 by KO, 21 losses, 4 draws, and 2 no contests.
I wonder what he did, what he did these political party, why they couldn't name. At least something should have been his honor. And then we were, like I say, we name a street after a fella. He gone in the USA and never show back up here. Never, you know, I can put it away. He don't live here. He live, I think his home is in Portland.
Right.
Okay. And then we talking about name street. No, man, we got to take care of him in athletes. And then you got the highway name after that girl, which is named Tony William. I mean, she come up, what, one time or run one? I know she been in the foresight, like Pauline, them and thing. But they name a whole street, a whole thing after her.
But listen, I mean, if you look at some of the guys that Obed fought, I mean, my God.
Yeah, man.
And hey. this dude had streaks of like.
Obed was not handled right. I mean,
Hold on. You know, this dude was like at one point 61 and 2.
Okay.
Hold on. He got to 61 and 2. 61, mm-hmm. 1 and 2 against Sean Robinson. Then he lost to Eckhard Daggy. But guess what? He fought Victor Perez, Fernand McCarty, Ayub Kaluli. He lost to Ayub Kaluli on points. And Ayub Kaluli was no slouch. Rocky Maglioli, all right? Tony Schiavarini, Gary Smith, Juan Serrano, Hector Maldonado, all right? Willie Featherstone.
I listen.
You hear all these names that he fought? These was no slouches, you know.
I hear you.
Rocky Stevens, Bobby Chaz.
Was a fighting machine.
I mean, he was really underrated.
Yeah, but this country handle him right, man. I very displeased how we treat him, and I mean all the party. Nobody could have. We could have do much better than we did for him. Like I say, we name a whole road after the fellas. Them when they get in the line, like they ain't check. They don't live here no more. They ain't hardly check for you. The other one getting millions. And, hey, he ain't say, well, let me build one gym here or do something.
No.
And I was, you know, that would be something to say, well, you won't forget, you know, your so-and-so. But nothing. They ain't do nothing to let me talk my name. No, but y'all, hey, that's foolishness.
Well, I thank you for chiming in. I got to get to some decks. But hit me back into the 5 o'clock because you know Purdy will be chiming in and be chopping it up.
Yeah.
Close if we get to football now, you know what I mean? Basketball.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to coach. All right.
Sorry to hear that. My brother-in-law is, too. I'll drink a shot for you later.
All right.
You got a new quarterback, though, so things on the up and up.
I hear you.
We'll talk soon, man. Always good to hear from you. Yeah. All right, let me check these couple of texts, man. Naughty, I know how Golden State won. KFC sent them a fresh batch of spicy, because, you know, our spicy is different from their spicy. And I think they got some Goldies for them, too. They needed some Kong salad. And that was the power rush they needed to win a championship. I think you're onto something there. I think somebody sent him a care package or something. For sure. Naughty, the people have been neglected, disrespected, rejected. Don't worry about the roadside. God is on our side. We win by a landslide against these rapacious evil politicians. I got to go Google that word, rapacious. But yeah, God is the only reason why we are where we are today, folks. I mean, we've been through a lot. You got to thank him each and every day. We got to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get to the news. And after the news, we're back at you talking sports right here on Talking Heads. Purdy will be chiming in. We'll get you ready for the weekend sports calendar. No more NBA because that's a wrap last night. Golden State in 6, like I told you. We'll elaborate on that some more. We'll talk Major League Baseball and we'll talk NFL because the closer we get to the regular season, we come. All of that and more on the flip side of the news right here on Talking Heads. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
World. Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We are back at you, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's the Friday edition of Talking Heads, the weekend edition. And, you know, getting you in, getting you home in a good way. And now we're talking sports. And, of course, you know, we started off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all right? And breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. out there at Naughty Johnny's. So take advantage of that. They'll stop off spot for you on the way home. Or just well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, 377-7776. Give them a call. That's what they got going on for you right now at Naughty Johnny's. And today is Friday, June 17th. 2022, and today in sports history, on this date, 1943, Joe Cronin of the Boston Red Sox pinch hit a home run in both games of a doubleheader against the Philadelphia A's. 1960, the legendary Ted Williams hit his 500th career home run. A lot of people don't know Ted had 500 dingers, had more than 500 dingers. 1971, Don Kessinger of the Chicago Cubs went 6-for-6 against the St. Louis Cardinals. 1976, it was announced that the NBA and the ABA would merge. In 1990, the bandit Harry Gant became the oldest driver to win a NASCAR race. 1994, O.J. Simpson drove his Ford Bronco across Los Angeles with police in pursuit and millions of people watching live on television. After the slow speed chase ended, Simpson was arrested and charged with the murders of Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman. And we all know how that ended and transpired. 1995, the New Jersey Devils set an NHL playoff record with 9 road wins. 2012, Dale Earnhardt Jr. won at the Michigan International Speedway. It was his first win in 4 years and 143 races. Quote of the day, you got to be careful if you don't know where you're going because you might not get there. Yogi Berra. And Yogi just had some of the best, craziest quotes ever. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Banana Man. Come, call him back.
All right, Banana Man. What you got for me? I thought you was calling back, Banana Man, and your phone dropped already? Banana. I guess Banana Split, but I'm bump. I'm here all year. Try the conch. That was pretty funny, right? I guess Banana Split. I'm on fuego today. I'm on a roll. All right. So, as I wait for Pearly to chime in, we go back to the phones. I think that's Banana chiming back in there, Mr. Producer. Let's check out the Banana Man. Producer, did you step out? Oh, producer took a time out. Just got to keep trying me, Banana. We'll get to you in a second, okay? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Okay. I guess it's not Banana. So, now that we wrapped up today in sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Let's slide in to the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And people, it is all about the Zesty Whopper. Oh, my goodness. Zesty Whopper is off the heezy, people. Off the chain. Yes. You don't want to miss it. The Zesty Whopper. You got the saucy, crunchy. It's saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. You got the flame grilled beef, the crispy chicken, or the plant-based option of that Zesty Whopper. It is all good. Get it by itself or get it as a combo. It's waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. Before we get to the home court, all right, who's making headlines in the local headlines? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
It's Naughty. Let's go with Simmons, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Simmons? How are you?
Man, I have a score link for you, man.
What happened?
Public radio.
What happened?
How could you talk about sports highlights today and you didn't highlight number 449 for the New York Yankees in 1978?
What happened in 78? What did I miss?
Louisiana Lightning.
Ron Guidry.
Man, you fired, man. In the way to Donald Trump.
He had a no-hitter on this day, right? Or something. That's right. Guidry. Let me pull it up.
You have committed a Yankee Cardinal sin, man.
Hey.
How did you forget that?
Listen, man. There's so much Yankee greatness, sometimes you overlook it, you know?
All right, then. Okay, let me get off on that one, man. Okay, you get off on that one.
All right.
Go with that.
I mean...
There's a lot to keep up with.
Yes, man. I mean, when you look at Ron Guidry, man, come on. Guidry in his own right, like you said, Louisiana Lightning.
I sure you know about that man, and the great Phil Rizzuto gave him his name, Louisiana Lightning.
Of course, and you know, Phil Rizzuto had one of the greatest baseball shows ever, brought to you by the Money Store. Phil, the Scooter Rizzuto. Yankee Baseball, brought to you by the Money Store.
Now, Jeff Francis would be upset. He'll try to pull the plug and shut the power down. He was talking about the Yankees, you know, one of those Yankee haters, man. But
a lot of people hate the Yankees. But guess what, man? You know what? When people think about it, Guidry was very underrated. He was like ahead of his time. When you think of the Dwight Goodens and the Orr Hershisers, and then you look toward like the modern day guys, like you're over there in L.A.
Metro Dodgers.
Kershaw. Kershaw
today. Yeah, Clayton.
You know, Guidry was one of them. Yeah. He broke in at 24 years old.
Yeah.
All right? In 75. He came in with the Yankees. All right?
Yep.
And he was off the chain from he walked in the door.
Yeah. In them big series, 78 and 79 series.
Yeah, Ron, Louisiana Lightning, Guidry.
There you go.
And
I know you should love it.
And like I said, he did his thing. When
a
you look
start,
at it.
Man. 18 strikeouts. Of course, Clemens always came after with it, and they're 21, you know. So
right, but when you look at it though, mm-hmm. When he came in 75, he played in 10 games. When he came in 76, he played in 7. Then all of a sudden, these were now starts. 31 in 77. 78, he had 35.
Right.
30 in 79. 29 in 80. 21 in 81. 33. And this dude used to get put in games for you.
I don't forget.
And start.
One of those Hall of Fame records, too, 24 and 3.
25 and 3 in 78.
I'm sorry, 25 and 3, yeah.
And that wasn't the only time he won 20 games. He was 21 and 9 in 83 and 22 and 6 in 85. I mean, he tailed out in 87 and 88 with arm problems, but prior to that, he was doing his thing.
Southpaw, man. Southpaw was the man, the gator.
Hey, Kermit, let Earl in. Earl been trying to zoom in. But yeah,
Earl is, yeah.
He's about to
get up the line before Earl.
No, man, no, man.
Dodgers, man. He would try to railroad us. You know,
listen,
what
but me and you got to talk, man. That you know.
Yeah.
The fellas look good out there today. Nationals look really good on the whole, man.
Yeah.
Freedom Farm, JBLN, Community Baseball League, the Abaco League, the team out of Grand Bahama. The opening ceremony is about 6:30.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they continue with games tonight and then tomorrow again. 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 12 p.m. and 2 p.m., 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. A ton of games.
Any scores from the early games today?
You had a couple. I got to get all the complete ones, but I know Freedom Farm won their game, JB Len won their game, and Grand Bahama won their game.
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good.
Community Baseball League lost their games today, and so did Abaco, but they play again tomorrow. And it is a round-robin tournament, so
we'll
take the top four teams in the division.
Right, of course. And then, like I said, it'll rival up and eat up in the knockout rounds.
Yeah, that man. Because anybody could beat anybody once you get to the knockout round. You know
exactly.
How that goes.
Exactly.
But, yeah, thank you for reminding me of Guidry, man. I will slap myself when I get off here. I should not have forgotten that.
You're forgiven, man. As you said, there's a lot of Yankee greatness.
There is a lot of Yankee greatness.
Make sure Earl Pearly knows that, man. They don't have that much stats, man.
You want to know Earl's kryptonite? You just remind him of the 3-home-run game by Reggie Jackson against the
Dodgers. I'll rub it in, man. He can take so much a day at a time. I'll rub it in on him, yet.
Yeah, but we'll
get to... Why y'all want to do this?
You see? There you go, Simmons. Speaking of the devil, and there he is in Dodger blue.
Drop it. Yeah. Top of the weekend, man.
All right, man. Simmons, be safe. And I'm sure I'll see you at Nationals.
We'll
talk, man. Be safe.
Right. Yeah, I'll see you. Okay.
Take care now. Be safe. Yeah, man. What's going on, Pearly?
The Bahama boy. I mean, he claimed his country last night.
Well, man.
His country last night.
That's a good segue, you know, as we segue from, you know, today in sports. By Naughty Johnny's, we get into the home court by Burger King Nassau. And like I say, still got to talk about it, man. Clay did his thing and made sure I get the PR going for the Bahamas at the right time. Couldn't be mad at him at all.
Only thing is, he should have really been playing for our national team. I would have been extra happy if he did that.
I agree. I think we got to, you know, we got Minister Boleg on next week. We got to figure out how do we get that whole team together with maximum potential.
But I don't think he can play for us anymore. I think he's already played for the United States, right?
Could you just imagine, though, DeAndre Ayton at the center. You got Buddy Hield and Klay Thompson in the backcourt. You got Kai Jones at the power forward.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And I'm sure you could find one more that you could slide in there.
You got the Shaq kid who playing in Europe.
Yeah, man, and you got those guys to round out the bench is what I'm thinking.
We can put a pretty decent team. I think. I mean, we may not be able to beat the great United States, but I think we could get them a run for the money. And I think
we could make some noise in the region.
Yeah, in the region.
I think it's nice. Something we need to look at.
Challenge, huh?
I think it's something we need to look at.
Well, that's it's. Some guys running the show nowadays, I'm sure they would be more willing to try to do that, considering the basketball man is the minister.
Yeah, man. Got to look at it. Maximize the opportunity. Carpe diem, you know? Seize the day. Seize the moment. But we got to see. Jonquel Jones doing big things. She flirted with a double-double, and the Suns won again. They got a four-game win streak going.
Hey, but you ain't see she got
good. But actually, they had a four-game win streak snapped, and now they're back on again, back into their winning ways.
You see she has a commercial out, right?
No.
It's a commercial with her the that's 7'8" or 7 foot something. The European guy who has the commercial, he does some of the Allstate commercials or something like that. But that's John Cutt trying to read something. Somebody trying to read something, and John Cutt reaches it for them. And she can't read something. And he comes and he reaches it for John Cutt. And she introduces herself and says, I'm John Cutt. And then he calls his name Maritish or something. I can't remember his name.
What?
Send me the link, man.
Send me the link.
All right. It's on ESPN. I see it on ESPN all the time.
All right. I got to check that out.
And it's sad. That's all I can say is ESPN. That's probably the only station I would watch. But anyway, that's fine.
That's why I pray for you.
Thank you. I need them. Please. Everybody else, y'all join Naughty.
All right. The Bahamas Basketball Federation recently announced its coaching staff for the junior boys and girls teams representing the Bahamas this summer. So we'll see. We'll get to that story in the Guardian. And the boys will be playing at the Central Basket Under 15 Boys Championships in Guarabo, Puerto Rico, June 18th through the 22nd. They'll be playing at the Fernando Ruby Hernandez Coliseum. Head coach for that team is Quinton Hall, one of the greatest point guards ever. Played at Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, sorry.
The 8-ounce man himself, Quinton 8-ounce Hall.
Catholic school.
He's going to be assisted by Kevin Clark and Danico Bowles. Team manager is Delva Francis. George Burrows is the team doctor. The director of basketball operations is Latoya Silver. And rounding out the staff is Stephen Brown as the head of delegation. So we'll see where it goes there. That's a good look.
That's nice. They should be leaving today because I think that's tomorrow's team.
Right. The girls are going to be playing in the Central Basket Under 15 Girls Championships, also set for Guarabo, Puerto Rico, from June 26th through the 30th. Head coach is Varel Davis, and no former stranger, quite a player in her own right. Assistant on the bench will be Anton Francis and Shakira Farrington. Taranya Wildgoose is the team manager. The athletic trainer is Sasha Johnson. Silver is the director of basketball operations and is also the head of the delegation. So there you go. Solid staff. Let's see what the teams do on this trip down there.
That's cool. That's really cool.
There you have it. You know? Got to check on our soccer squad, too. Nicaragua beat up on them the last time. So we'll see how they're doing now. And now we're wrapping up the home court. Definitely. Junior rowers prep and prepare for the Can-Am Mex Regatta. Story by Simba French. Local junior rowers have been putting in the work on Lake Cunningham as they prepare for the competition at the 2022 CAMEX International Regatta to be held on the Fanshawe Lake in London, Ontario, Canada. It's set for July 11th through the 12th. The Bahamas participation in the regatta is via collaboration of two clubs, the Nassau Rowing Club and the Windsor Rowing Club. It's an 11-member team. All right? So there you have it. We got rowing going on as well. Full story right there. Guardian, the NassauGuardian.com. Great story there by Simba. It's a good read.
I guess they'll be going to Harvard later or Yale at one point.
Yeah, but you know, crew is big over there. They call it crew.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know what is even growing bigger over there? Lacrosse. They got professional lacrosse leagues.
Lacrosse is an awesome sport. You ever watch lacrosse up close and personal?
No, I watch highlights of it. I really haven't. For hockey.
You have it? Listen, what's going on with hockey, man?
Avalanche took a 1-0 lead. Now, game 2 is tonight.
Okay, wait a minute, Earl. I got it. Hold on. Okay, it's Trey Young, Jonquel Jones, and Boban Mantrovich, or whatever his name is, who plays for Dallas. That's who's in the commercial, Earl. Big up to the super producer, Kermie D, for the link. And it is a funny commercial. It is a funny commercial. And it's Boban, and I don't want to mess up his name. I think it's Boban Maranovich.
He plays
for Dallas. Jonquel plays for the Suns, and that's Trey Young. From the Atlanta Hawks. Itty bitty. He's all ears. You ever seen him?
Yeah.
He looked like a bat.
Yeah. He's got another commercial too with some other ball players.
One commercial too many.
Well, I really don't want him right there.
I'm
man,
on a roll today.
I can do that right there.
Good baseball day out there today, though, at the Blue Hill Sporting Complex. Andre Rogers Youth Baseball Championships.
Multiple divisions.
Tomorrow's the day, Pearl. You need to come on out there tomorrow and check it out.
I'm going to check it out tomorrow. That should be nice. That's cool.
You're a baseball guy, and we're gonna be out there from 12 games throughout. We'll have the Harry Carey cooler. So by the fifth inning, it's like, check out the guy in the sombrero.
Okay, that'd be great. So you're going to have the Harry Carey cooler? I'll be there.
We'll have the Harry Carey cooler. You know what I mean?
Okay,
and
some
KFC sausage on the side, you know, to sop it all up.
Wonderful.
We'll make sure I have some spicy for you. I know you like it spicy.
So I know you're waiting on me to say this. So I'm going to say this. You were on spot on because Stephen A. Smith was like on top of the world this morning. You said Golden State in six.
Well, hold on. It's the perfect segue as we wrap up. The Home Court brought to you, of course, by Burger King. That's what we get into. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Big up the Chef Coleman. Look like everybody buying up them Arawak X-Shears. Everybody going crazy trying it. Tropical Gyros, Rosetta Street, Mackey Street, Mackey and Rosetta. Check it out today. They're open until 6. You got ample time to catch them on the way home. All right? They're open for you for walk-ins, for takeouts. All right? 601-5752 and delivery with the Craven app. You got to try it. Like I said, the Greeks might have invented the gyros, but Chef Comer perfected them. Go check you out some Tropical Gyro today. Get you some. Make it part of your weekend's plans. You will love yourself for it. All right? Big up to my crew over there at Tropical Gyros. And that's right. Who's in, who's out? Brought to you by Tropical Gyros. The Golden State Warriors are in their fourth NBA championship. They're into it. They won it last night. 4-2 in 6, just like I told you. And yes, the Warriors continue their legacy. Now, my question is, Earl, at 4-1 in the NBA Finals, with a Finals MVP. Four championships in 8 years. And I think 4-2 record in the Finals, or 4-1 overall. Steph, now with a Finals MVP, has he superseded LeBron in Finals? We're not talking overall body of work. We're just talking Finals. And you could argue in some cases he has superseded him as the way the game has changed, so on and so forth. That could go on and on. That's an argument for Steph Curry fans and Bronsexuals to have, you know? But at the end of the day, has Steph superseded LeBron at least in NBA Finals with this latest championship?
Why are you always going to bring LeBron up? Why don't we talk about whether Golden State is a dynasty?
That was going to be the next part of the question.
You and I have to sit down and have a talk because you always find a way to bring LeBron up.
It is my crusade. Like the movie Dragon Slayer. If there is a dragon to be slayed, I will slay it. The dragon that needs to be slayed in Los Angeles is LeBron.
Yeah, but I'm getting a serious obsession with LeBron here by you, Naughty. I'm concerned here.
No, it's not LeBron. It's with the Bronsexuals that have inundated people with mindless, senseless memes and statistics just to try to back up their point. It's those who I like to throw salt in their wounds.
If you don't ever bring him up, you never talk about him, and he becomes a faded memory. But you keep him relevant, man.
Until he's traded out of L.A. and I could return back to my Lakers, and he becomes a faded memory, I'm not going to rest. He needs to be gone. And you know there's a chance for it to happen because obviously he does not sign that extension.
I'm glad. Well, he has until August. He's still got 2 more months.
I don't think he's going to do it.
I'd be very happy.
And the minute he doesn't do it and the deadline passes, man, they need to trade him instantaneously.
I hope so.
To a contender. And let him go destroy their chances of winning. Send him to Brooklyn to run with KD and the Beard, man. Send us Kyrie in return.
Yeah.
And we'll work it out from there. Another good one would be the Phoenix, like I said, for Ayton and Cam Johnson and another piece. That could work.
I love that. That'd be wonderful to see. But you know, I realize Williams is a free agent from Boston.
Yes. Boston got some decisions to make lineup wise.
They do have some decisions to make. They do have the decisions to make. And particularly too, because somebody got to get paid, and some things were made. It's smart. They got to make some decisions. It's smart as well.
Yeah, it's going
to
get.
Remember when I told you my son that got all over my case for talking about Golden State after this championship to make a move to play? Watch, because I think Barkley brought it up this morning and saying he was a bit concerned because Poole and I can't remember the other kid's name. Maybe was it Poole and maybe Porter, or not Porter, Poole and maybe Gary Payton Jr., another one, was saying, oh, time to get paid. They're going to have to make a decision as well. And I think they can make a decision because they can pay Poole less than they can pay Clay, and they can use Clay to bring somebody else in to show up that team to continue that championship run.
I think Clay may be out of there, and I think Poole is going to get whatever money they want to spend. And in addition to that, who's the other name you just called there, in addition to Clay?
I don't know if it was Gary Payton Jr. or Looney.
Gary Payton Jr. is another one that's on the radar out there as a free agent as well.
Yeah, he was an excellent pickup. He was really a solid defensive pickup for Golden State. They need to keep him.
Yeah, the Lakers had him and let him go. We had him on the G League team and let him go.
Don't remind me. Please don't remind me.
So, we got to shake that one off, too. Lakers got a lot of work to do there, Earl. A lot of work. The draft's coming up, though. I hear the Lakers are potentially going to buy a second-round pick.
Well, might need to. We ain't got none, so we'll see what happens.
Got to do something.
Let's see what happens.
This ain't going to work. Man. This got to change.
Right. Listen, you got to get this heat. That's the NBA. And right now, taking another year or so off, took some beating, the Golden State bask in their glory, and then you come in, slip right in, and then take over.
You've seen Gardner in your travels today? I mean, I ain't really seen Gardner.
No, he ain't going to. You know even he ain't going. He don't want to hear this.
He laying low in Bimini, man.
On Monday, not very real story to tell, but Gardner, y'all ain't getting 18 before the Lakers. Know that much.
Boy, Gardner, you're conspicuous by your absence, Gardner.
Gardner, where are you?
Gardner, you okay?
But, if you listen to the basketball pundits and all the basketball so-called analysts all over, but scouring the stations and all that, they gave Green a lot of crap, but he came out with vengeance in his eyes last night. He came on a mission. I mean, those guys showed you what championship pedigree was all about last night. They were all over Boston. And Williams and others played well. But, the star, the superstar, the king of the team did not have a really bad series. And that happens. Don't discount him as a great player. Don't discount him as a future NBA champion. Or at least there, but he had a rough series. But that happens. If you can talk about others who had a rough series and came back in a glorious series.
Look, Golden State, to me, they're definitely a dynasty. 4 and 8 years is a solid accomplishment.
I don't know if dynasty yet. Maybe if it was 4 and 6 years. So I don't know. I think if they win next year, then we can start talking dynasty. But then they'll have five like Kobe and Tim Duncan, and then we can start talking like that.
Yeah, that's a fair way to put it. That's a good way to look at it.
Four and 8 years is, that's building up towards one, and that's great. But if it's 4 and 6, I would say, okay. But now, let them say win another one, then we can say, okay, all right, they got five. If they win another one, they got six. They were Jordan, they're not. So they just, we can start talking that kind of stuff. Well, 5, 6, they the Kobe, the Magic, the Johnson kind of era. They can start talking that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that era thing, though, Earl, I ain't gonna lie. It changes. It changes the conversation because in the barbershop the other day, the big argument was era, and I'm like, look, you have to credit Russell for what he did in his era. But if you're a basketball purist, you got to look at it and say, listen, Red Auerbach did one heck of a job with those teams. They were extremely loaded. They were overloaded. Their bench could have been a starting five and a contending starting five for another franchise.
Exactly.
So that era has changed. Then the Magic and Bird era changed the game. Then the Jordan era changed the game. Yeah. And sadly, the LeBron era just changed the game because of the rule of changes and the softening. And Steph Curry, for some people to say, sadly, has changed the game because everybody wants to choo choo up a three now.
Yeah.
But that's the game, how it evolves. And if you're going to have David Stern combine it on a global level, like he did, Lord bless the dead, still got issues with you for the Chris Paul denial of the trade. But his plan came to fruition. Then you will expect that the Euro basketball is now going to have an influence on the NBA game, which it has. So here we are with seven-footers that shoot three like water and don't want to play the post.
That's where the game is, but the game is becoming more athletic. So they have to learn to do that. They have to learn to dribble. They have to learn to shoot from outside because that the game is now from 1 to 5. You got to be able to ball.
Exactly. We got a caller. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads.
Hey, hello.
Yo. What's going on?
You need me to call back.
You call back because we can't hear nothing else from Celtic Nation. Can't hear from Gardner. Can't hear from the rest of them. Can't hear from Peter.
Now, I
Peter called in there, so he got a late meeting. He can't do the show today. He'll see us next week. Wasn't he picking Boston yesterday, Earl?
Yes. He said Boston because they're in Boston.
Anyway, what you got, Mr. Celtic? What you got for Earl the Pearl?
Now, I heard y'all. There's a fella named Earl the Pearl. Well, Earl the Pearl was a New York Knicks fella, you know.
Yes, indeed. Earl the Pearl Monroe.
That's what it is.
And then you had another Pearl that wasn't as expensive, and Dwayne Pearl Washington from Syracuse.
Yeah, but what I really say, right? I heard him saying, but the free agent, the Williams guy, the tall, the short blocker, he could stay in Boston. Trust me.
Why? You think because he's part of the system and they're not going to let him go?
Yeah, man, they can keep him. Smart can still be there. Smart is a good defensive fellow.
They have to make some decisions. They have some decisions to make, I believe.
You think so? What Boston got to do? He might get one more year. Al Horford, he might.
He's ancient now, though, wouldn't you say? Extremely long in the tooth these days, wouldn't you say?
He played well, though. He played well, though.
Yeah, he may get one more year. You know, he wrote, 86, 87. So give him one more year. Because I see, and then I watched the, I don't know if you watched the game. Curry played a very smart game. And Curry come out there. They leave Curry. And who picking up Curry? Horford. And all he do, he beat him off the dribble. That was easy to do.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Golden Googler. Ron Demerick got it locked in there. Big up to Ron, man. I see the link, Ron. Big up, man.
Yeah, he beat him off dribble about 3-4 times. He ain't got the speed. I don't know why Marcus Smart leave him. He should have stayed with him because he got the speed so he couldn't go inside. But
I saw on Twitter last night they said the defensive player of the year needs to give that award back.
Yeah, but he little rough boy.
They played great. Golden State work hard to bust that shot. They work hard. I think Steve Kerr outcoached
Golden State was jamming, man. They when we hit three, they come back, they launch three. They licking off them three. And that fella shoot must be about 60% from 3 points. Clay Thompson, Curry shoot about 60%. From 3 points. So now you made a mention, but you said, but the game changed. The game changed when it was Larry Bird them.
Yeah.
Larry Bird. I said that 3-pointer. It was consistent.
I say Larry Bird, and then from Bird, Jordan, and Bird and Magic to Jordan, and then from Jordan, it kind of changed, but with a little bit of
Kobe and
Shaq, and then
3-point shot was there. Now I'll say this: Curry's the most. He got more range than all of them. He's proven that he had more accuracy, more range. But Larry Bird them was dangerous too. You know, Larry Bird was very good with that 3-pointer boy at the forward. You know, so that's it.
Larry Bird was phenomenal with the 3-point shot. He was ridiculous with it. Okay, you can say that. Ain't no shame now. You ain't being a Celtic homer when you say that. Larry Bird was one of the greatest shooters ever, if not the greatest shooter, next to maybe Jerry Rice and Reggie Miller to ever play the game.
Boy, I ain't sure, but Clay, Curry boy, he very good.
Curry, you could put Curry in that conversation now.
He got. I watch all of them shoot three-pointers. He have the range.
Ray Allen was another one that you could put in that conversation as well.
Which one?
Ray Allen.
Yeah. Ray Allen's a knockdown, but he still ain't have the range. Curry, to me, have the longest range on all of them.
Curry got a ridiculous range. I won't lie to you.
He's got a long range. And now with this, all Boston got to do is pick up a good forward who could have two consistent scores, and they could get another guard, and we'll be ready for next season.
You think Kyrie Irving makes a return to Boston?
Nah. You see, the point is, I think if they pick up a good draft pick who could play good, like I think Houston have one. Is it Houston? Houston got one good forward there. He looks like he'd score. You know, the Houston Rockets team.
Yeah, Houston got a lot of young pieces that people are interested in.
Yeah, he'd score because and they just pick him off the draft.
Texter just chimed in saying, Naughty tell your caller, Curry is a sniper.
Yeah, Curry, you got to stay with Curry, man.
Curry is definitely up there, man.
He's dangerous. He's dangerous. You talking about who, Curry? No, Curry, them could be dangerous. You think LeBron will go with them?
I just want LeBron to go, period. Wherever you go, it's all good.
If LeBron go there, now, that could be a big dangerous now. LeBron, him, and what the fella name?
KD.
KB. And then they got your boy from Philly. That could be the team to watch it for.
I don't know if they could keep all of them together. Kyrie, Harden, KD, and LeBron.
Well, everybody got to play their role. LeBron know, well, hey, I'm on my way out. Let me, you know, take it easy. Come off the bench. You know, you got to play your role. You can't. You understand where you're coming from.
I got you. That's a scary proposition, but we got to get to the break now. I appreciate you chiming in as always, man. Always good talking to you. And better luck next time with your Celtics, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here. And then on the flip side of the break, Earl the Pearl and I will chime in. We can talk some baseball, Earl, some NFL news, and we'll get everybody into the weekend, man. And you can give us an update on hockey, since you're a hockey aficionado.
No, don't put me in Clint's level. I'm nowhere near Clint's level. Don't put me there.
You watch hockey late at night. Stop lying.
But I'm still not at Clint's level.
No, but you're a hockey aficionado.
No, I'm a hockey novice.
Aficionado. A novice aficionado. Fair enough?
Okay.
You know you like to watch the puck go around, man.
You asked me to say something. Go to the break.
Please. Anyway, let's go to the break. Yeah. We'll be back at you right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp.
July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
Hey, Dumps, the boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
You lying?
I'm telling you, Dumps. Hey, but since only enough money plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
That look is fit inside the bag, then, T.
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But, T.
I know, Dumps, it kind of small, but I could slap one handle with care sticker on the bag.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I saw it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the two fly free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Talking Heads continues right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. 5:50 p.m. is the time on the Friday edition. Pearly down the home stretch. We come. We got a couple of texts. Yeah, Naughty My Atlanta Braves are the hottest team on the planet, going for 15 straight tonight. I lament Ozzy Albies being sidelined for 60 days with ankle injuries. Go Braves. Yeah, Pearly, Braves kind of hot. What say thou?
I keep saying you, that's in June. Let's talk in October. They look good. They're playing some great baseball. They can't play the kind of baseball I expect them to be playing. And they're having a good run right now. That's good.
A good
actually,
run.
What they're doing, they're making that race in the National League East a little better because, I mean, the Mets started to run away from it.
Mets are 42-23. The Braves are now 37-28, only 5 games back.
They were must be about a dozen games, but I think they were double figures.
But listen, don't sleep on the Phillies. They only 8 games back either, and they creeping.
That's why I love baseball. Because
and the Cubs beat the Braves today, by the way.
All right. Cubs need to beat somebody because they couldn't beat nobody all week.
They 24-40. I don't know what happened to the Cubs. They were so highly touted at the beginning of the year.
I know Suzuki saying, man, why didn't I sign with the Dodgers? I signed with this dead team. Why didn't I sign with the Dodgers? Ha-ha. Gotta rub that in, sorry.
Hey, man, listen. Oh, wow.
What happened?
All right. We got a Bahamian coach who listens to the show regularly in Jacksonville. Yeah, well, you know you could always catch us and stream us online, guardiantalkradio.com, all right? But no longer in the Jacksonville area. You can't catch me at Gigi's in Jacksonville. No, you got to catch me in D.C., but I'll figure it out when I do my runs to the States, September, October, November, when Jokers is slow or we close for vacation. Boom. I'll let you know when to check me there. But, yeah, congratulations on the move to the D.C. area, all right? I'm sure you know it's been fun in Jacksonville, but big ups, man. Go enjoy the D.C. area, man. That's a great area, man.
My favorite. I love D.C. Love D.C.
And the Cubs did beat the Braves today, 1-0. All right? And we look over there at Pearly. You're talking about the Braves. They 37-28, but your Dodgers ain't too much better. They 39-23 and half a game out. What happened?
We've been in a little slump.
A little slump. Y'all 4-6 in the last 10 games.
I say a little slump.
Man, y'all better than at home.
But we got swept. The Giants coming in and put something on us.
That's the second time the Giants put something on y'all.
But that's all right. We can put something on them when it count. Last year they put plenty on us too. And when it count, what do? We send them home packing.
But I'll tell you something, man. I will tell you something.
I'm listening.
Yankees, man, a robust 47-16.
Best team in baseball today. Best team in baseball today.
A robust 31 games over 500.
They judge.
9-1 in the last 10. They lead the Blue Jays, who are no slouches themselves, at 37-26 by 10 games.
They judge.
Yes, we do. Minnesota Twins, 37-28. I think they're running away with the AL Central. They got a 2-game over the Cleveland Guardians. But I think they'll fade.
We'll help them out this weekend.
The White Sox, I don't know. They just can't seem to get it together, and they keep fading. Now they're 5 games back.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there with them.
Astros 39-24 doing their thing. Astros 39-24. They're strong in that division. Depends
Rangers,
on how they finish.
I know Corey Seager saying the same thing. Should have stayed in L.A.
Wish you hang up with everybody who leaves the Dodgers to go play for somewhere else.
I just say maybe when you leave the Lakers too. You only see me being a little salty with you.
You can't
only because
be salty with me.
Instead of returning home, I ain't really cut you off yet. When Shaq leave, I cut him off.
Wow.
Only one player left the Lakers, and I still had love for him all the way through. That was Derek Fisher.
Yeah, Fisher, man, I was glad when Fisher came back.
And knowing what he went through with his daughter and everything, I had much love for Derek.
Derek did fool off the basketball. Matt Barnes was ready to beat the brakes off him.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, man, and Yankee fans chiming in. That is already recorded, man. We already got it recorded. All the shows are recorded, so it's on record. Earl saying the Yankees are the best team in baseball.
Today, Don't cut my. I say basketball, best team in baseball today.
And that's all that matters. And with the record that we got, we'll probably be there tomorrow and the next day and the next day and so on and so forth.
We'll find out shortly, in a few months.
Shortly. All right, let's look at what's on top tonight in Major League Baseball and see who's playing against Sue tonight. Because we should have a pretty good lineup tonight. You should have a full schedule of games on tap for tonight.
You know, Cleveland coming into L.A. tonight.
Hey, man, you got early games. Phillies knocked off the Nationals 5-3. Excuse me. Braves, like I said, Braves 1-0.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game.
You got the Orioles and the Rays, Reds and the Brewers, Nationals and the Phillies, Pirates and the Giants, Blue Jays and Yankees. That's a good game. Mets and Marlins, that's a good game. Red Sox, Cardinals, Tigers, Rangers, Astros, White Sox. Rockies, Padres.
Red Sox is a good game, too. Wainwright is back off the IR tonight for the St. Louis. That should be a pretty good game.
Yep. Diamondbacks and Twins. A's and Royals. Dodgers and the Guardians at 10-10. Mariners and the Angels at 10-10. We've got a ton of games to watch in Major League Baseball today.
Who the Padres got a Rockies day? Wait, the Padres got a fluff schedule right up. They're playing their fluff games right up to now, man. They're taking advantage of it, too.
Yeah, Rockies and Padres tonight at 8:40.
They got a lot of fluff games right now. They're really taking advantage of it. And I don't blame them.
Well, we got that to watch. And, it's brought us to our time. You got anything to say before you get out of here, Earl of Pearl? Because, producer's giving a thumbs up. Avalanche going up 2-0 tonight?
Not tonight. Sorry.
Tomorrow night. I guess you could start prepping for the NBA draft. Now you can start looking at NFL football now more seriously.
Draft next week, right?
What, the NBA draft?
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Okay, all right.
It's close.
All right.
And NFL training camps will be opening in July.
I didn't see Lamar Jackson as a training camp, and they asked him how to teach it. The talks are intensifying, so hopefully he'll get his payday soon.
For God's sake, for Statboy's sake, I need Sancho to be happy with Lamar Jackson staying put. You know what I mean?
He'll get it done, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know what? Like, one of our biggest listeners, my good, decent cousin Michael, they don't forget Buddy Hield is the got 1,000 three-pointers faster than Steph Curry.
That is so true. That is true. Great point from Big Mike.
Let's put Buddy in that conversation. You notice he listened to us a lot now since he got a lot of more free time. You know, he can listen to us a whole lot more.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I gave him a little poke.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend there, Pearly. Always appreciate your contributions. I am off to host the opening ceremonies, Andre Rogers National Baseball Tournament. All right. So I'll definitely have some fun kicking that off, and then I got to get the Joker. So you keep an eye on the sports for me, and I'll get a rundown for me later. Listen to me saying later.
No problem.
Freudian slip. I guess they can trade LeBron, and I can come back home. For my super producer and everybody who chimed in, man, and everybody listening, man, and keeping it locked and loaded, all my talking heads who chime in all week long, all week strong, have a great weekend. Be safe and be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good, be good at it. We'll see you Monday right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We out.